Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, already in progress.
The one thing it seems like we all forget to do is we forget to read the owner's manual. So we do it according to the flesh. So we have these, if you're not careful, it doesn't take long to get away from the kind of mother and father that I had. You get out in the world, and it doesn't take long till you realize people have knocked down dragouts even in the home between a husband and wife. Do they not? Some of them are beat up on, and I just think, wow. But of all this, if you begin to read the book, you begin to understand that people that do these kind of things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, and you shall be cast into the lake of fire to burn forever. Do you know most people never even hear that? They go through life and don't even hear it. They don't even know it's there. So they live like the devil. I mean, most people. You know, I mean, I would hate to say, you know, I look at some of you men and women here and say, you know, this time I got all my fingers pointed straight ahead, so. I would have none back in me because I know I'm just as guilty as you are. But I can remember what Cheryl, after God brought Cheryl to me, one of the things that really bothered her at first, she said, I can't believe God's put me with you. She said, I am the biggest sinner in the church. And after she said that a few times, I told her, I said, honey, I don't want to ever hear you say that again. Because I said, you're not the biggest sinner in the church because I know everybody in the church and they've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you know that about yourself, don't you? You absolutely, anything we can't do is look at ourselves and say, well, I'm perfect and you're never going to make it. Because we are all justified by faith and we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, how many of us could go to heaven? Not one single one of you. And of course, the enemy is so good at what he does. Whenever you finally figure out that you've made all these mistakes in life, and let me ask you, and let's just all join in on this. How many of us have ever committed a problem? How many of us have been wrong? Hey, okay, that's pretty well all of us, isn't it? You mean to tell me you've even sinned? Have you sinned? Mike, you mean you've sinned too?
Yes, sir.
See, that's the way it is, and we're all those sinners, and all of a sudden, we begin to come down with something or whatever, and usually, if people go through their life and you don't have any sickness and disease, even Christians, that's what's so bad, us as Christians, we'll go the wrong way. We'll not go to church. We'll not tithe. You know, we'll not walk in love. We will not walk in obedience to God's word because we really don't realize that there's a consequence for our disobedience. So if we didn't have Jesus Christ, if he had not come to this earth and paid the price, like we said a while ago, not one single one of us could go to heaven. There's not any one of us could be righteous enough or holy enough or could be justified and get to heaven on our own works. Because if he said the best works you can do is as the filthy rags in my presence, therefore we're justified by faith. What does that mean to be justified by faith? I am made just as if I had never sinned by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I believe he paid the price for me. And I believe he paid the price for you. And you have to believe that. Now, what if you don't believe that? What if you don't believe that Jesus died for you? Then you can't go to heaven either. There's only one way, isn't there? You know, there's not a lot of ways, or not two ways, or a thousand ways. There's one way. You can be justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to this earth. He died on that cross. He paid the price for you and me. And he did that for every human being on the earth. But all they got to do is believe. And when you believe, then when the day does come, and all of us are going to come to this day. Everyone, I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you've been or how bad you've been. The day's coming when you're going to have the end of your life on this earth. Every one of us. Nobody gets out. You know, nobody. Yeah, some people live to be 70, some 80, 90, some 20. You know, I think my daughter, she only lived to be 24. Killed in a car wreck at 24 years of age. My sister, she was just 22 years old when she died in a car wreck. In fact, you know, when you think about how God prepares people for things, my sister, which was the finest little girl, Christian girl, she was way far ahead of me. I mean, she was a good girl, you know. I had my major sin when I was a young man was driving fast. Oh, I love to race cars and drive fast, you know. But when I did that, I did it on the highways and everything else. I broke every law in the book. And, so in God's eyes, I'm a wicked sinner. You know, I'm breaking the laws of the land. I'm driving too fast. But one day, my sister, which was 2 years younger than me, she came in and says, Mother, she was married now, already married. And she'd had three boys. And she started young, 16 years old. She got married just barely 16. And had one boy right after another, had three of those little guys. And then one day she come in and told Mother, said, Mother, the Lord has showed me I don't have long to live. I'm going to die shortly. My mother said, Oh, honey, you're young and I'm old. You will bury me. And she said, No, I won't. She said, The Lord showed me that I'm fixing to die. And when you bury me, Mother, I want you to bury me in my wedding dress with my rings on. Mother says, Oh, honey, you're not gonna die. But you know, I don't know how she picked that up. I don't know how the Lord dealt that to her. But somehow he showed her she was going to die. And she was only 22 years old. Well, then when I went off to the military, I had a dream one night in the wee hours of the morning, and I was looking into a casket. And there was somebody in that casket that I couldn't tell who it was, but I knew it was a family member. Well, the next morning I called home after we got out of first class we were in the military. I asked Mother, I said, Mom, is everybody okay at home? She said, Yes. What's wrong with you? I said, Well, nothing. But I said, Is Dad okay? He was the oldest, so I thought if somebody died, it'd be Dad. But you can't ever tell. So anyway, she said, Yeah, Dad's fine. He went to work this morning. Everything's fine. Well, the next morning, after I had that dream that night, my sister and her girlfriend were both killed in a head-on car wreck. 22 years old. My mother was in agony over this. Now, my sister had accepted Jesus when she was a young girl, about 10. She was a good Christian girl. I had accepted Jesus when I was 11, but I wasn't too good a Christian boy. You know, some of y'all know what I mean. You know, you've accepted Jesus and you ain't very good. You know what you do, don't glorify God very much. You been there? Yes, some of us have been there more than others. But I was one of those that did lots of things wrong. So if there was anybody that should have been killed in the car wreck, it was me if it had been according to works. Because I was the rotten kid that wouldn't do what I was told to do. My little sister was a great girl. But she's the one that got killed. Well, after a few months, Mother was in agony all the time, worrying over Gail. And she said, I just don't understand why she had to die so young. She's worried about it. And I said, Mother, if there was ever anybody that's going to be in heaven because of their works, it's Gail. Now, how many people is going to be in heaven because of their works? Not any. No. We're justified by faith, not by works. So anyway, we looked at this, and Mother looked at it, and finally one morning I got up and come in for breakfast, and Mother said, "Well, I won't ever worry about Gail again." I said, "Why is that, Mother?" She said, "Last night, Gail, which had been dead now for 8 or 10 months, Gail walked into my bedroom, walked up beside my bed, and woke me up and said, 'Mother, will you please stop worrying about me? Jesus is taking such good care of me.'" And so she said, "Son, I will never worry about Gail again." And she never did. And Mother lived to be 83 years old before she went home to be with Jesus. But she went home to be with Jesus. When she got there, Gail was already there waiting on her. 22 years old, she went home, just like she asked for. We buried her in her wedding dress with her rings on. How did she know that? I have no idea. But how did she get there? She got there by faith in Jesus Christ. Although she was such a good little girl and lived such a pure, clean, holy life, she still knew she couldn't get there without the blood of Jesus. None of us can. So she was justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So if we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, we should have no complications, no issues, no problems of living our life on this earth. You shouldn't even be concerned about dying, because how many of us are going to die? Every one of us. Cheryl and I went to a funeral, a family member, her family. And there was a man there about 50 years old, and a family member. And we talked to him. I talked to him. He sounded just as healthy as I do. Only 50-something years old. And about 3 months later, Cheryl got a phone call, and he found out her cousin had a heart attack and died. Now, if you'd asked me that day which one of us is going to die before the other one, I'd have said, "Well, you know, he's 50 years old. I'm 77. You know, I'll go before him." That makes sense, right? But you don't never know, do you? Just because you're 50 years old don't mean nothing. Like I say, my sister was only 22. My daughter was only 24. So the thing about it is, you got to make sure that you believe this book. Don't wait till you're 70 or 80 years old to start trying to believe this book, because there's no guarantee you'll make it 70 or 80 years, right? No guarantees.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.